Okay, yeah, because I have one sitting, well, basically, I think it's still sitting in a box I haven't used yet. I'm trying to know what it is. I'm thinking, I'm not certain, but I think it was the Elinco switching. I don't know how to describe exactly, but I guess if you have a noise spike, for example, at a certain frequency, there's something that you could do, deviate it slightly, and I guess it would be enough to move, like, the noise spike off of the frequency that's interfering with your radio, so... I haven't tried it out to see if it's even needed or if it works. Because I think I bought an electronic desk, you know, for a power supply for that, but I hadn't used it for that yet. I've been pretty much, yeah, just sticking with analog power supplies, and actually, I would like to probably pick up another one. Yeah, the 50 amps, yeah, it depends. You could probably, you know, put a, you know, well, you'd have to draw a high power on a VHF, UHF mobile. At the same time, you know, you're drawing 20 amps from an HF rig simultaneously. So, yeah, that's kind of something that you're not going to experience a whole lot. And not unless you've got, you know, 15 radios all transmitting at the same time. but, yeah, I would like to get another one. I have a 20 amp that I need to see about... replacing the final transistors because I ended up damaging them because I was running them, basically it was kind of like redlining the power supply, basically. I was at a 20-amp power supply, and I was probably using a radio that was drawing about 20 amps, more than, like, the peak that they were expecting. So I got to replace the final tap, but I am going to see about getting at least one more 35-amp. Probably another Astron power supply, so there's, you know, a few $100 right there. And I'd like to see maybe if I could find one used, hopefully at Dayton, that's, you know, it's working fine. So let's see here. I'm trying to think of other solutions. You have to think if I can anything else simple to do, because I think you probably don't really want to, like, wrap them in aluminum foil, anything like that. That might, you know, then you would have any air dissipation, and it would.